Good evening, world. It's Joseph here in Tokyo. It's something like Monday the 15th or potentially 16th of April 2012. It's 9:30 p.m. and I'm just walking home. And I was just walking up the steps from the subway station, which happens to be the same subway station that I used to use every day when coming to work, very close to where we now live. About how many years ago was that? That was, gosh, I can't remember. A while ago. And I remember how I used to always be running like crazy to get up those exhaustingly steep steps out of the subway station, running to the company and having to log into the computer so that I wouldn't have 15 minutes pay docked for being 3 seconds late. Of course, in the end, I got wise to it and I found that I could actually remotely log in from my iPhone, but didn't tell my boss that. Anyway, so I kind of had a bit of a breakdown. Not a breakdown, but a kind of, well, it was a bit of a breakdown at the weekend, and last week was a very heavy week. Some night shifts and things, and just too much, filling my head, too much to do, and I kind of found myself sitting in a daze there at the weekend, not on Saturday, just not being able to function. I thought, this is really crazy. So on Sunday, I went for a run, the first time I've been running for a while, and kind of decided I was going to empty my head and just potter around and things. And it's amazing what a difference it makes, you know. Just taking that time out, that reset is so important. So just found something in the middle of the road. What is this? Bit of foam, very nice. Anyway, so yeah, I've just been thinking about various projects I'm involved in and coming up with a lot more ideas. It's amazing, it's like a blockage is removed. But so yes, thoroughly recommend it, Joseph, when you listen to this in the future. Take some time out, will you? My legs are suffering somewhat. Of course, I hadn't been running for quite a while, and then yesterday's Art of Running, in the shape of the Japanese kanji for spring. The theme was spring run. I was about 11 kilometers, 10 or 11 kilometers, and I was a bit taken up with the technology I was using, so I ran too fast again. Of course, if you run too fast, you end up hurting your legs. So, walking a bit like a granny today, but I have got a problem with my hip, so I'm thinking I'm going to have to get it checked out, possibly a CT scan, and see what's going on. And then I hurt my IT band in my right leg as well by overdoing it. But I was desperate to finish this kanji picture, which was also very silly of me. But anyway, there you go. Also, I'm cutting out coffee. Not completely, I must say, but cutting right down on coffee because I think I've become somewhat addicted. So today I think I only had one cup of coffee, which was good, and also decided that I'm going to go back to school to work on my Japanese, because it's just shocking how the skill is disappearing. I'm very upset about that, so I'm going to tackle that starting next month after Golden Week. So yeah, it's one of those times, you know, you have them several times a year, no doubt, where you take stock and think, okay, I need to correct these habits and stuff like that. And yeah, of course, you know, it's a cycle. It's a cycle. And this is, I don't expect this to be totally life-changing, but if I can maintain these new good habits for, you know, 90 days, it's a 90-day challenge, that would be great. So yes, I guess I should give it the label 90-day challenge, because then it's far more likely to succeed. Well, I'm now going to go and buy a big sticker to stick on some rubbish, oversized rubbish, to have it taken away. So I shall leave it here. Thank you very much for listening, and take care wherever you are in the world. Good night.